The White House visitor's foyer was eerie. No receptionist, no tour groups, no bureaucrats hurrying through. The driver who brought me from the parking lot handed me over to a staffer who led me to Electra's room. She didn't say anything, but I tried to be sociable and said I was here to work on some electronics on the third floor. The staffer nodded. What do these people know? I wondered. I opened the door and peeked in as if a monster might be lurking inside. Dr. Swanson and Dr. Oberhalter were already there, calmly sitting on a couch. Portraits of a few obscure patriots stared down at us. Electra sat on a small table and was plugged in. Facing Electra's table were several upholstered chairs for the president and us. We exchanged greetings and then the room was silent again. Everyone was waiting for POTUS. The door swung open. The president stood still in the doorway, as if unsure he had come to the right room. Dr. Swanson spoke first.
"Come in, Mr. President."
The first lady, who had been out of view, entered behind her husband and sat near him. The pair looked nervous, as if the president was about to be briefed on his heart surgery. Then he cleared his throat.
"Christina and I welcome you and look forward to trying the Electra treatment. I will rely on the guidance of my physician, Dr. Swanson, as this procedure progresses."
Dr. Swanson introduced Electra and me.
"Electra is a smart virtual person. She combines artificial intelligence with virtual reality. She will learn more about you as you converse with her. She will carry you into another world where your mind will be set free from the grip of your addiction."
Swanson turned to me.
"Dr. Peter Tesla here is her inventor and handler."
"I've read about you and Electra," the president said to me. "Although you are not a doctor, I believe you have made a breakthrough worth trying."
Addressing the others, he said,
"I would like everyone except Dr. Tesla to go to the room next door where you will find snacks and a TV. I need privacy in this treatment."
This order startled the doctors and the president's wife. The team looked at each other as if searching for a clue about what to do next. Finally, they walked out. Dr. Swanson conspicuously left a pager with the president in case he needed assistance.
"Can I call you Peter?" the president asked. "Please call me Steve. We must be informal and trusting. I imagine that your machine is recording everything. I trust you to safeguard that information or destroy whatever you think best."
"Of course," I said, feeling nervous.
"Okay, let's start."
"First, let me say, Mr. President, Steve, that through biometrics only I can open Electra. I can instantly destroy information in her from anywhere with just a click on my smartphone." The president visibly relaxed.
"You should know that I have worked all my life for this job. But when you're given the keys to the kingdom, things are no longer as simple as they once appeared. I can't get a bill passed in Congress. I can't declare a little war. I can't do anything without compromising hundreds of positions. And then you add the pressures of money, ranging from Girl Scout collections for a cause to billions from Mideast powers for oil projects. All rational decision-making goes out the window. Without my wife Christina, I don't know what I would do."
He smiled, noticing that I was taking all this information in.
"Then Project Angel came along. I didn't like it, but my advisors thought we should support it. There could be big business for our friends in the pharmaceutical industry, control of the renegade marijuana industry, and control of the restless and rebellious elements of society. I didn't think much more about it until, at a state dinner, the party chairman said, 'Try these,' and gave me something like mint candies. I took one or two every morning because they stimulated me and eliminated my aches and pains. I was ready for the big decisions. Next thing you know, I couldn't do without them." The chairman, who is from a marijuana state, finally admitted that the new OPA2 formula was more addictive than planned.